Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I don't even know if I'm live on the air or having technical problems, and I'm not able to promote the show. But you know what? The show must go on. Oof, Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you and welcome you to the show. If you're listening by podcast, you can't be listening live because no one knows I'm on. Doesn't matter. What is Reality Spirituality? What kind of show is this? Who am I? Good question. Close your eyes and remember a time when you've experienced an indescribable moment, a moment that connected you with the energy that creates worlds, an unforgettable moment that you felt the power of creation itself, a moment when you are connected with heaven and earth. You're overwhelmed with emotion. Every cell in your body is in harmony with all of God's creatures. You are happy and you are at peace. You're overcome with gratitude. You're overcome with this sense of knowing, with the sense of knowing who you are and knowing that all you are is okay and knowing that everything in this world is okay and, more importantly, looking in the mirror and knowing that you are loved and you are love. You are the universe. Those moments, and we've all had them, those moments is what this show is about. This show is about experiencing more of those moments. And how can we experience more of those moments, more of the connection with the universe? Well, we are always connected, but having that awareness, having that self-awareness of the connection and having more of those indescribable moments. That is what this show is about. That is what I am about. I use the term happy because those moments, yes, there is a happiness, it's a spiritual happiness, a happiness that comes from within. Cliche, but true. A happiness that comes from every bit an ounce of who you are, a happiness, a joy, a sensation, a peace, a surrendering, a trusting. That is what reality spirituality is about. How to experience more of those moments. Well, there are ways to experience more of those moments. And the ways that we can experience more of those moments is learning how, discovering how, sharing how we take away, we subtract from experiencing those moments. And how do we do that? By behaving, speaking, acting in ways that will subtract from those moments. The topic today is attachments and expectations. And believe it or not, because I've done all my research, honey. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist. What the hell does that mean? That means that I have spent decades of my life finding out what adds and what subtracts from happiness. And what I have found, and the universe will back me up on this, because the universe is my foundation. Some people use the term God, some people say Buddha, some people say higher power. I use the term universe. And the universe will back me up on this. All expectations, all attachments subtract from happiness. All expectations and all attachments subtract from happiness. How can that be? Or are you on board with that? Or do you think that there are some expectations that you can indulge in, if you will, that don't subtract from happiness? Again, when I was younger, I asked the universe for two things. Number one, to live to my potential, and number two is to be happy. And so with that, you know that whatever you ask for, it is always given. Whatever you're vibrating, whatever your personal vibration is, whatever your energy is emitting, that is exactly what you're going to get back. So my question, how the hell do I maintain happiness, regardless of what's happening to me? Regardless of what's happening to me, is the answer that I was looking for, that I continue to look for, that I continue to discover. The most important, one of the most important aspects to this journey of this evolving, this personal growth, spiritual growth, this evolving. And that's what we all are. We're evolving in every minute. We are growing in every minute. And what we do in our everyday moments either create more peace or create drama. Either allow us to flow with reality or cause us to resist. We are more accepting or we're judgmental. This universe is really very simple, very easy, and very simple. You know what else is easy and simple? The truth. The truth is never complicated. The truth doesn't have to be analyzed. The truth doesn't have to be discussed hour upon hour upon hour. Solutions are the same way. Solutions to all of life's challenges, struggles, fill in the blank, use whatever word you want to use. Solutions are really simple. Answers are easy. The hard part is, I'm speaking for myself, is the unlearning of what I learned, is the changing a perspective that I've had for years. Let me give you a quick example. Let me think of a perspective that I have. Oh, here's a good one. Surrendering and bowing down. I like to say bowing down, and surrendering to life's challenges. Now, you know what? strike the life's challenges. Let's go to a one-on-one to a person. What if there's a person in your life that is a challenge, that is annoying, that is a conflictional, is that a word, that you've experienced conflict with? I've got a couple of them in my life. And they're there for a great reason. These people that I experience, quote unquote, conflict, in other words, people that I just don't flow and skip through the tulips with, are here to teach me a great lesson, are here to teach me answers to my journey. Is it possible to surrender and give into and relax with and flow with someone who is annoying, someone who causes conflict, someone who you label negative, someone who you label distasteful? Is it possible to create a peaceful relationship with someone that's annoying? And the answer is yes. And it's always yes. The only thing that we have to do, and I'm saying the only, but believe me, it's huge, is to change our perspective of how we view this person. That's number one. Okay, let's say they're annoying. Let's say that they're rude. Let's say that they're opinionated. Let's say that they're offensive. Let's say that they're fill in the whatever blank that bothers you, that annoys you. Let's say all of that. Is there a way to look at that same person? Is there a way to change your perspective about that same person and only find what's good? And only find what the universe finds? And only see what the universe sees? Because this annoying person, this person that is always just makes your skin crawl, guess what? The universe loves them unconditionally. And the universe thinks that they're great. The universe thinks that they're terrific. The universe doesn't have any judgments like that. Amazing, isn't it? Amazing that the universe doesn't take sides. It's amazing that the universe doesn't have any favorites. But what the universe does do and what the universe does have is match the energy. Whatever energy that person, whatever energy you person is emitting, is putting out, is flowing, you are getting matched energy. So just think about it. If you have that thought that someone is annoying or someone is offensive or someone else is negative, you can only recognize that. You can only throw that out there if you have any of that within you. Make sense? Let's talk about the topic of the day, which is expectations and attachments. Last week, what a great weekend I had. Let's just digress for a second. I went to the East West Bookstore in Mountain View, California, and signed books. First time I was in that bookstore, first time signing books. What a great experience. It was a great experience for me because I was scheduled to speak for an hour and a half. And I had never, ever talked for an hour and a half in front of a group of people. And what I did was talk for an hour and a half in front of a group of people. Now, of course, there were times when I love to include the audience. I mean, my talks are always interactive. I learn just as much from you as you learn from me, hopefully. In other words, we share. What you share with me is supposed to be shared. What you share with me is a gift from you, and what I share with you is also a gift. And so we're in a room. It was probably about 30, 35 people. We're in a room, and we're all sharing gifts, and we're all sharing situations, and we're all sharing circumstances. And, of course, one of my favorite topics is the topic of forgiveness and how that topic of forgiveness, how you cannot be happy, cannot maintain this sense of happiness, this happy energy, this joyful energy fully without being able and having the ability to forgive. Now, I'm not only talking about forgiving something that happened to you years ago or what happened to you months ago or what someone did to you one time. I'm talking about having the energy of forgiveness in every single moment of your day. If someone cuts you off in traffic, if someone is rude, if someone, whatever you want to say, having the ability to allow this person to be whoever they are, and you accept that, and you open your arms, that is forgiveness throughout the day. Forgiveness doesn't just end and start with a big event. Forgiveness is an energy that carries with you, that stays with you throughout every moment of your day. Forgiveness is acceptance. And quite frankly, acceptance is an even higher energy than forgiveness, because forgiveness, at least for me, says that there's something wrong, there's something needs to be forgiven. Well, if we accept all that is put in front of us, including people, including circumstances, we accept it all and allow it all and know that it is a huge, huge, huge plan. And everything is in order. Accept all of it. Accept all of it. Then guess what? You automatically jet over to this place where your energy, you flow even easier. You resist less. You experience more miracles, more of the unfolding plans that the universe has in store just for you. Now, let me just go back to this book signing. I had no idea how many people were going to be in attendance. Absolutely none. No clue. What if no one showed up? What if one person showed up? After all, I got on a plane and traveled. What is it? How many miles is it up to Mountain View? 600? 700? I have no idea. But I know it's 100. Let's see if it's Vegas, if it's 3-something to Vegas. It's got to be at least 400, 500 miles that I traveled. But living with this knowing that expecting anything to happen, even expecting that the store was going to be open. All expectations are all but eliminated in my life. And the only reasons why I can eliminate my expectations is because I know that they subtract from happiness. I know that expectations and attachments to the outcome all subtract from happiness. Attachments and expectations. How long did it take me to rid myself of or eliminate myself of all expectations and attachments? Well, listen, it didn't happen overnight, honey. No. I was taught to expect. I was taught to expect people to behave in a certain way, circumstances to fall in line just the way I wanted them to. And I definitely was taught to attach to an outcome. Oh, this is going to be a great outcome. Oh, this is going to be a great ending to this story. In fact, not only did I have an attachment to an outcome, I could expect what was going to happen next and have an attachment to that outcome. Make sense? All attachments, all expectations subtract from happiness. Now, what about attaching to a person? What about having a relationship with a person? Say it's your true love. Say it's your husband, your wife, your child, your parents, your boss, your coworkers, your team members, your partner. All attachments subtract from happiness. So what does that mean? That means that I have a son, number one son. You know I've talked about him before. And I have had to detach myself from everything that he does and everything that he says and everything that unfolds in his life. Because guess what? In reality, I was just the physical vessel. My son, yes, developed inside of me, and I popped that kid out and I spat him out. But my son is a child of the universe. And with that knowledge, I can let go and detach from everything that happens to him and everything that he does and everything that he says, all of his experiences. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that I don't care about supporting him? Does that mean that I am not there for him, that if he needs me? No, that does not mean that. What that does mean is that if my son calls me and tells me he's in a dire situation, in dire straits, I can listen and I can know without a shadow of a doubt, and I can trust with every bit of trust that I have, that whatever he is experiencing, he needs to experience it for his betterment and for his good. Not only do I know this and do I detach, in other words, I'm not going to worry about my son. In fact, let's talk about that energy of worrying. The energy of worrying, does that have any type of benefit to anyone? Does that help my son if I'm worried about him? Does that help me if I'm worried about him? The energy of worry, that energy is going to subtract. That energy of worrying subtracts from having more of those moments we talked about at the beginning of the show. You can't have one of those moments of being connected to the universe in a space where you're connected with the energy that creates worlds. You are feeling the energy that creates worlds in all cells of your body. You can't experience that and worry at the same time. So really, it's all about making choices, choosing to go through life without expecting anything. What? Let me let you in on a secret. every morning I go outside. Usually it's before the sun comes up. The birds are still singing. It's still dark. Maybe 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, depending on the time of year. Of course, because the sun comes up a little bit earlier during the daylight savings time and then the other time that changes. So usually I go out early before the sun comes up. And I go out with no shoes on. This is the way I meditate. This is the way I get in tune with the universe. And it's really simple because everybody that knows me knows I like simple and I like easy and I like quick and I like fun. I don't like complicated. I'm just a simple kind of gal, quick and easy. And I go outside, put both arms up in the air, and I ask the universe for one thing. I just say, bring me closer. Bring me closer to you and your energy. Bring me closer to universal thought, universal behavior, universal words, universal being, universal vibration. Bring me closer. That's it. I don't want to expect anything. I don't want to attach to anything. And the other thing I ask the universe, I say, universe, give me my day. I don't have any goals. I don't have any plans. I don't have any what I need to accomplish. I have none of that. Zero. Do I accomplish? Do I get things done? Yes, I do. But I only get things done and I only accomplish when I'm inspired to. Some days, I do absolutely nothing. Like today. It's going to be one of those days. Basketball is on. Game 7, there are 3 Game 7s on this day. I don't know if any of you are basketball fans, but it's been unheard of in the history of the National Basketball Association League. Is it NBA? NBAL? No. There has never been a time where there's been 3 Game 7s on one day. And guess what? My ass is going to be, well, of course, I'm going to do some things around the house, maybe tidy up a little bit, but my ass is going to be sitting in that chair watching 3 Game 7s. That's right. And I'm really excited about it. Do I have any expectations that the games are going to be good? No. Do I have any attachments that, what if my television just conks out on me? Oh, well. If I really, 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 really need to or want to see it in that moment, I can't tell you how I'm going to feel later, but if I really, really, really want to know, feel it, and see it in that moment, guess what? I can always drive to some place that has the game on. But planning, expectations, attaching, goals, You know, I've written a book. My book just came out less than a month ago. You can find it on my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington. It's soon going to be on Amazon. It's going to be global. It's just not right. It's not online right now. But you can order it directly. Free shipping in the United States. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out now. Now, for anyone that's written a book or anyone who wants to write a book, writing a book is really an interesting endeavor. I have been writing for a long time, and I write articles, and I write short stories, and I write about lessons, and I write about what I've learned. I write about adding and subtracting from happiness. And so after all of that, after maybe 2, maybe 3 years of writing, putting all of this together in a book, including some stories about this radio show, including some personal stories, and including my very beginning, before I was even born, there's a story. But with that said, the book is out. Do I have any expectations of selling this book all over the world? No. I might not sell, I've sold books, but I might not sell another book. It's really not about what happens. It's not about the end result. It's about the journey. Remember, my favorite quote from Abraham. From Abraham of Esther Hicks. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this show, Reality Spirituality, I am all about the journey, folks. It's about lightening up. It's about letting go. It's about getting rid of extra baggage that you don't need to carry. Let me speak for myself. When I get rid of this extra baggage, these extra suitcases, this suitcase of expecting. For years, most of my life, I'm carrying around this suitcase. Oh, got to have a suitcase of expectations. I got to have expectations. And as soon as I put that down, oh, what a light load. Expectations, attachments, labels, goals, desires, wants. The only thing I want is to live to my potential and be more like the universe, whatever the hell that means. I don't even have a definition of what that is. But all I want is to live aligned with the universe. All I want is to not resist reality. All I want is peace within and peace in every single one of my relationships. All I want is to experience this world and experience this journey with a smile on my face, regardless if I'm disinherited, if I have health, if I don't have health, if I have money, if I don't have money, if I have friends, if I have my one and only. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I am, you are, my dear audience, a physical extension of the universe. That is what you are. And with that knowledge, let's start relaxing. Let's start breathing. Let's start recognizing that this life is really not that serious. Nothing is really that serious, and this is just a speck, a little teeny speck of the entirety of your life. You've been here before. Your energy, you're not going to die. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. That's you. Energy just takes on different forms. And so now we're in this form, and we're in this form together, and we're in this form during this lifetime together. And so what are we going to do with it? How about this? How about putting both hands behind your head and bringing your feet up and relaxing? And how about letting the universe drive? And how about letting the universe take over? How about that? Let's let the universe take over. Let's let the universe do its job. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Tomorrow, I'm very excited. I'm supposed to have on Reality Spirituality Panache Desai, and he is going to be talking about his latest book, which is Discovering Your Soul Signature. Panache Desai is going to be live tomorrow on Reality Spirituality. Go to my website if you want to get any information on the coaching programs that I offer. You can go to the Private Sessions tab. And if you'd like to receive my free monthly newsletter, send an email to info@RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. Until tomorrow with my guest Panache Desai, Remember, you are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Let's connect again tomorrow. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Talk to you tomorrow morning with Panache Desai.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality Spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.
Get real good.